Home care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. It's me again. I have a quick question for you. I'm going to But that happened over like 30 years ago.
I know. Okay. I know. But unfortunately,
that carries all this time.
A felony really never comes off. I understand your dilemma. Like, it really sucks. But because it's a Medicaid-funded program, it's a federal requirement that we either have, if they request you and they want you as their caregiver, like a family member or a close friend, you could sign the waiver to allow that. But
that's what I did with one of the other agents. When I signed the waiver, they signed it.
Yeah. And did you know them?
Yeah.
Before? Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, if someone requests you and you have been established.
Because I don't know anybody that needs home care. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but our hands are tied. Like, you're only really eligible to work with Ida. And to be honest with you, she's going to need to sign the waiver when she comes home, too. Because I don't see that there's one on file for her. I could be wrong. Like, maybe the HR has it on their end, because that's not my place, you know, not my area. But I will add a note in there and have the administration discuss it. And if anything changes, I'll let you know, okay?
Well, that's not going to happen, though, but thank you.
I'm sorry. I really am. I appreciate it.
It's not your fault.
I know.
I just want to say, all right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay.